The last thing is for Patreon only. We're not going to talk about the embargoed plotline, but I do want to talk about Bee's book deal because it gave us the quote that opened this episode. Thank you very much, neighbours.
Amazing.
For that personal shout out.
Hey, we've got a tick of approval. All we need to do is to move into a bit of Aaronsborough true crime.
Yeah. But that's probably one of the last shout outs we'll get after the treatment we've been giving them lately, but that's fine. Move to Patreon. Patreon now, we will discuss Bee's new career prospect. Get on the bestseller list, Bee Nilsson. Don't mind if I do. Finally, someone planted it into those dunderheads' heads, thanks Sheila, going, why don't you write your own book?
Yeah, but why ask?
Geniuses.
Why ask old, unschooled Bee, the mechanic, to write it instead you know, newspaper editor and
teacher.
Journalist Susan Kennedy, who would probably spin a good yarn.
I would read the heck out of whatever Susan writes, especially about this.
She would have covered crime in Aaronsborough News.
Yeah, some good suburban juicy stuff. Bee, I guess she's a lyricist.
Yeah.
Writes her own words. I mean, maybe she'll write the whole thing in verse. Quick read. Mm. I just read a verse book for my book club. It was a very quick read.
It sounds tiresome.
It was for kids, so it was literally an hour and a half of my time. It was fine. It was good. It was really good. Bindi. Okay. The book's called Bindi. But Bee, I wouldn't have thought chapter books. As Hendrix said.
She is a person who needs a ghostwriter.
Yeah. As Hendrix said, maybe a podcast. True crime? A blog?
Or maybe just stick to singing and mechanics. Or find a ghostwriter.
She could have done an amazing concept album. Like a, you know, like a Taylor Swift style.
There are more than one ghostwriters in Australia other than Olivia Elise Platt.
Yeah. But Bee could have done, yeah, like a whole concept album about the Finn thing.
Yeah, 100%. That is some, like, there's some inspiration right there. He could be her muse.
Like, think about the song about the old What's in Mine. That'd be dark, broody.
No, I'm thinking some sort of, like, terrible, like, you know, bush band. Old What's in Mine.
Like, rednecks, Cotton Eye Joe.
Knee slapping, lagophone bashing.
It's time to go. 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, interesting trajectory for Bee. But I love the chutzpah of her just getting on the blower to the publicist. It was a very funny little catch. It was a funny stunt they pulled, the Kennedys, where they were like, we're going to ring Olivia's publicist and publisher and we're going to make her publish our story. I'm like, guys, there's more than one publisher in this one horse town.
Can't they just sue Olivia or the publisher and like just put them in kind of limbo for years?
They were parading Toadie around like he was actually working.
A good lawyer.
Yeah. But then in the end, Susan and Carl are like, no, this is too painful. You can't write this story.
Can't we get Millsy back in cameo land?
If he could, maybe he could be. He comes out of the woodwork as the lost brother to write his own story.
Yeah. What would we call him? Kinfelly?
We called him Neil Finn. No, Tim Finn. I don't know.
Oh, Flynn Kelly.
I thought this would actually be part of her exit storyline if she became this instant overnight success, best-selling author and has to do the round the world tour.
Yeah, because like as Carl said, you know you're going to have to do personal appearances.
You're going to have to do book tours. And I'm like, well, that's how she goes.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about her the other day going, how are they going to write her out? And I kept thinking about Madison Robinson doing her residency in Lasseter's Gold Coast.
Maybe she'll just go and live with Ellie so she can get more material for the book.
But I reckon music will take her there. I reckon she'll get a gig at a...
Yodeling.
Yeah. At a chalet residency. Great. That delighted me. And I did... I'm not going to talk about the embargoed storyline, but what the freaking heck is Carl
doing? Is it over?
Doing?
I literally did
fast forward. Every time it's over, I'm like, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. So it just culminated in Carl standing in Olivia's hotel room that Hendrix had just ransacked. And it was just like the affair plot line when Nicolette snuck in there and then hid out in the bathroom. I thought we were going to come in and Dibby was going to start undressing. But I was very anti-Carl in all of that. I'm like, okay.
Why did he go to the hotel room?
Because Hendrix was in there.
But he doesn't even really like Hendrix. No, don't throw yourself under the bus for him.
We need to go back to the other pod because I just remembered a citizen that we have to do on behalf of CJ.